BBC News, I'm John Shea. The directors of CBS, one of the major US television networks, say they will investigate claims of sexual misconduct and intimidation against its chairman and chief executive, Leslie Moonves. Six women have told the New Yorker magazine that Mr. Moonves sexually harassed them. Here's Chris Buckler.
Leslie Moonves has been a leading figure at the American network CBS for almost 25 years, with a track record for finding stars and developing hit programs. The New Yorker magazine says the six women claim, among other things, that Mr. Moonves physically intimidated them, forcibly touched and kissed them, or threatened to wreck their careers. The CBS boss has denied that, although he has apologised for making some women uncomfortable in the way he made advances decades ago.
The winner in Pakistan's general election, Imran Khan, has started preparations to form a coalition government after his PTI, or Movement for Justice Party, won the most seats in the National Assembly. The PTI says it has the support of smaller coalition partners and independent parliamentarians. A group of opposing political parties have rejected the election results. A leader of the group, Maulana Fazlur Rahman, called for demonstrations to prompt new elections.
We will run a movement to hold new elections. There will be protests. A committee will be set up immediately which will chalk out a schedule, guide the workers and invite people to join in.
The Supreme Court in Ivory Coast has overturned a ruling which acquitted the former First Lady Simone Gbagbo of crimes against humanity in the aftermath of political violence following the presidential election 8 years ago. Richard Howells reports.
Simone Gbagbo was Ivory Coast's first lady for 11 years. Then a bitterly fought presidential election in 2010 between her husband Laurent and Alassane Ouattara, who won the vote, plunged Ivory Coast into post-election violence, which saw 3,000 people killed in Abidjan alone. She was accused of organising death squads, buying arms and shelling a marketplace in a pro-Ouattara neighbourhood of Abidjan, and later she was jailed for 20 years for attacking state security. The Supreme Court ruling now means Mrs. Gbagbo will face a retrial for crimes against humanity at a date to be announced.
This is the latest world news from the BBC.